USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump is adamant that the legal battles against him must come to an end.
It's unfortunate that we have to go through a thing like that. I consider it to be more election interference by the Democrats. That's what they're doing.
Following the conclusion of his Colorado ballot case by the Supreme Court on Thursday, Trump expressed confidence in his legal team's arguments, believing they were well received. President Biden will not be prosecuted for possessing documents discovered at his residence after a thorough investigation by the special counsel into President Biden's retention and disclosure of classified military and national security papers. It was determined that charges would not be pursued. The inquiry primarily centered on documents from Biden's time as vice president. Classified materials were found both at his Washington think tank office and his Wilmington, Delaware home. The special counsel's inquiry into President Biden's management of those classified documents has raised concerns about his cognitive acuity. Although the report cleared him of any wrongdoing in the possession of the classified documents while he was vice president, investigators depict him as an elderly individual with cognitive challenges. According to the special counsel, Biden exhibited markedly impaired memory during interviews, struggling to recall his vice presidency, and facing difficulty remembering the timeline of his son Beau's passing. Five U.S. Marines that were missing have been found. Corey Myers has more.
Five U.S. Marines who were on a training flight in Southern California have been confirmed dead. They were flying from Creech Air Force Base near Las Vegas to Marine Corps Air Station Miramar in San Diego and were reported overdue. The U.S. military does not reveal the identities of deceased service members until at least 24 hours after all next of kin notifications have been made. First responders are working to recover the remains of each of the Marines.
This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment.
Perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says consumer prices are not likely to fall to pre-pandemic levels. She spoke at a meeting on the Senate Banking Committee when asked by Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy about inflation.
It'll take a recession to get these prices down.
Well, we don't have to get the prices down because wages are going up.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg Jr. officially revealing seven individuals have been indicted for the recent attack on a pair of NYPD officers. The DA announcing five of the individuals who were arrested last week all will be facing felony charges for their involvement in the attack. D.A. Bragg describing the charges the two remaining suspects will face.
Two other individuals are under seal. The general conduct charged is that they assaulted the officers, kicking and grabbing their legs. But since they were not previously charged in complaint, those names are sealed.
Special Counsel Robert Hur is declining to charge President Joe Biden for willfully retaining, disclosing, and grossly mishandling a number of classified documents as a private citizen, the former president taking them from his time in the U.S. Senate after he left the vice presidency in early 2017. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.